Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 23rd of June 2017. The Radio Festival took place at the British Library in central London this week. It had been postponed a month following the terror attack in Manchester. At the event, the search for this year's 30 Under 30 was launched, and six fellowships were given out to industry people. Radio 2's Helen Thomas, Absolute's Paul Sylvester, Nikki Ness from BFBS, Radio Festival organisers John T. Arendt and Nikki Holliday, and the Radio Player MD, Michael Hill.
Unless we work together as an industry, we will not be able to make the most of these amazing new opportunities in smart speakers and connected car dashboards and mobiles. So thank you to the Radio Academy, which is another incredible body that works together across the radio industry, for this amazing event today and for this incredible honour. I'm very, very proud. Thank you very much indeed.
Michael Hill there, a new fellow of the Radio Academy. Well, among the industry folks speaking at the festival on stage this year were Six Music's Sean Keaveney and former Radio 1 presenter Vernon Kay. Let's hear from Sean first.
The wonderful thing about working at the BBC, it's a beautiful place in many regards, with many flaws and issues, but they're very non-confrontational. They don't like an argument. So they'd rather leave you in the job, even if you're stinking it up and incompetent, rather than have that chat with you. Sean, it's really not going well, is it? It's you, it's not us. They'll just say, fuck it, leave him. You know, I can't face it today. Give him another two-year contract. Just make it go away. You know, it's kind of like that. We had a conversation a couple of years ago, which was quite confusing, me and my boss, and he was like, you know, I really want you to resign. And I thought he was saying re-sign. And so I was like, oh, happy to re-sign. Happy. And he said, I'm glad we're both singing off the same hymn sheet.
Talking about these Radio 1 legends, we've got Danny Howard up there and Annie Mack. You got to co-host with Pete Tong.
Yeah.
Complete legend. What was that like?
Hero. Just his voice is so silky smooth. You know, his voice is synonymous with dance music now. And when you just hear him say, hi, Vernon, you're like, oh, my God, it's Pete Tong.
Just melted.
And they kind of partnered us both together for the period that I was at Radio 1. And it was such a joy to learn and just watch Pete do what he does, because he really is he's such a big mover and shaker in the dance world. And to have him as a work colleague was an absolute honour.
Elsewhere this week, Thames Radio has ditched all its presenters and turned into a non-stop music station. The London DAB service launched with great fanfare last June, with hosts including Pat Sharp, Tony Blackburn and Neil Fox.
It's Thames Radio, Saturday morning. Very nice to have you listening.
Neil Fox, Foxy, London's greatest hits.
The latest Radar showed it reached just 4,000 listeners a week. Owner Nation Broadcasting's told Radio Today it's refreshing the programme lineup and launching Thames Radio's Summer of Non-Stop Hits. Congratulations to Global's founder and executive president, Ashley Tabor, who was awarded the OBE in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours. I got reaction to the news on this week's Radio Today programme podcast from the man who sold him Chrysalis to give Global Radio its first assets, Phil Riley.
I'm delighted for him. Due recompense for somebody who put his money where his mouth is. I mean, it's very easy for people to knock Ashley because his father was wealthy and helped back him to get into the radio business, but he didn't need to do that. He didn't need to buy into Chrysalis Radio and change it to Global. He didn't need to buy GCAP and merge those stations. He did that because he felt he had a vision. And I think that vision has been absolutely delivered. I suspect that the OBE comes from the more recent work on the Global Academy. And you know, I tip my hat to him on that. What a fantastic project that has been. And what a great way of paying something back into the community from somebody who has worked hard in our business. And I think the current state of the UK radio industry is, I think, commercially reasonably healthy, despite it being a very difficult time. And I think Ashley and Stephen and Richard and the rest of the guys at Global have played a very large part in that. And if that means one of them gets a gong, well, you know, good for him.
Digital station Cheesy FM has been found in breach of its licence with Ofcom after playing this Black Eyed Peas song at 25 past 6 on a Thursday tea time.
So big, I'm stepping on leprechauns, shitting on y'all with the boom, boom. Shitting on y'all with the boom, boom. Shitting on y'all with the...
To make it worse, the song it had played just before it was this kid's favourite.
Oh, the
station says the Black Eyed Peas track was played in error after the unedited version had been inadvertently loaded onto the playout system as well as the radio edit. Also in trouble with Ofcom this week is Isles FM, a commercial station covering Scotland's Western Isles. It didn't tell the regulator that it was off air for 3 months because of a transmitter problem. It's been judged to be in breach of of its licence for not providing a service. Now, we told you last week about Radio 2's latest signings, politicians Ed Miliband and Ian Duncan Smith. Well, Ed's done his week of covering for Jeremy Vine this week and surprised many with how good he was, especially when talking to listeners on the phone. Here he is on Tuesday lunchtime doing the show opener and then talking toilets.
Over to Ed.
Thanks so much, Ken. It's Ed Miliband. I'm sitting in for Jeremy Vine on the programme this lunchtime. If you heard someone praising the Finsbury Park terrorist attack, would you report them to the police? Do you have a modern dual-flush loo that doesn't do the business and yearn for the return of the old-fashioned Victorian system? How do you stay cool in the heat? Weather forecasters Thomas Schaffernacker and Jeremy Corbyn's brother Piers offer advice. And a mother pleads, how do you explain the recent terrorist attacks to an eight-year-old? You can call me on 08000 288 291. Calls are free for most landlines. Some networks and mobile operators may charge for these calls. And you can email vine@bbc.co.uk or contact us via text, Twitter and Facebook.
Ed Miliband. BBC
Radio 2. But first, here's the news with Harvey Cook.
Thanks, Ed. Barclays and four of its former top executives.
Mathilde Sazio from Brixton in South London has got in touch with us. And I think you're going to do a flush for us. We're going to compare it to the British Toilet Association modern flush and see if we can tell the difference.
Modern loos lack the drama of what you're about to hear. So are you ready?
Here we go. You can't argue with that, can you? I mean, it may be wasting huge amounts of water, but it certainly makes a noise and it is certainly a real flush. But basically, you're a satisfied customer with this this old-fashioned one, and you wouldn't change it.
No, well, with this, because it is so thunderous and effective, there's no second flush is required if there ever happens to be an occasion where you need a second flush.
I don't know how politely to put it. When you go have a big job,
Be tactful and diplomatic, yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to be. It'll take three or four flushes to flush it away, and then you're left with skid marks down the bottom, so you've got to get the brush out.
I can only apologise to people eating their lunch at this moment.
Yeah, and then you flush again. You can flush up to three or four times.
Congratulations to TBI Media, which was one of the big winners at the New York Festival's Radio Awards this week. The Indie picked up six golds and was named Production Company of the Year. It got the Grand Award in the History category for its World Cup 66 programme that was broadcast on both 5 Live and Radio 2.
Exactly 50 years later, an epic live stage show. The untold stories by those who were there.
Walk down that tunnel, you know, the roar of the crowd, it was just absolutely fantastic.
The best of the game. The hits of 66, performed live by the best artists, past and present. Relive the greatest game in English football.
World Cup 66 from TBI, and you can find the link to the full list of winners of the world's best radio programmes in New York on the Radio Today website. And this year's next radio conference will be on Monday the 18th of September in central London. The first speakers confirmed include American radio consultant Valerie Geller and 5 Live presenter Sam Walker. Don't forget, there's radio industry news every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.